It's the Boys in the Morning podcast with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh.
Over the past week or so, we've had some messages coming in from you guys. I'm going to give you a couple of them, and we can discuss amongst ourselves. And then Katie has a funny story about dogs. These are all pet-related. Heather wrote in and said, Jeremy, do you let your pets watch you shower? I get creeped out. How do we know they're not smarter than we think and they're just sitting there judging us?
Judging.
You seem like you'd be a bit puckered like me and scoot them out. Puckered. Let me know. And that's Heather.
I am puckered.
I don't want them to see any part of my puckered body.
Exactly. No. I just feel like they are judging. Like, you need to go on a walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't let my dog.
Body hair, Jer.
Yeah. I don't let my dog see me naked. I even shoo her out of the room. You know, if I'm getting dressed or anything like that, because her little bed's in the room and I make her get out. And hell's to the no with the shower. Yeah. I mean,
no.
And I always joke, it's like, think of it from their point of view, too.
Yeah.
Being that, like, you go lay on the ground and look up and watch somebody shower. It's not going to be a good look.
No. The downward light is not pleasant.
None of that is pleasant.
Just
so,
looking up at it, no.
So I would not. Are you a dog in the bathroom, Katie? Person?
No, I don't even like pictures looking at me when I'm naked. You know, I turn those around. Like, I'm like that. Like, I'm not having the pets look at me. No way.
Do you have a lot of pictures in your bathroom?
I mean, in general, like, I'm a very private person. So, yeah, I don't think the pets are going to be in on that.
So that's two no's. Josh, you don't have a dog, but if you had a dog?
No,
you've
absolutely
had dogs.
Not. Yeah, I've had dogs and cats. And cats are nosy animals.
Yeah.
And no, I would not let either one of them be staring at me when I'm showering.
Yeah, yeah. So, Heather, you're definitely not alone. You're amongst other puckered people, I guess. And no, we would not let the dog watch the shower. Another one came in from Anna this week. Let's see here. Do any of you keep your pets' ashes at home? I have 3 boxes with my cat's ashes sitting on my coffee table in the living room. Anna says, my partner believes I should find a new spot for them since she says it feels sad to have them displayed like that. She thinks that it makes things uncomfortable when we have friends over, which I kind of get. She says it brings down the vibe. I have my little rascals there, and I think it's sweet, and that's from Anna.
Right on the coffee table, though, huh? Like,
I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I feel a little cringy about that.
Yeah, I might find a different place for it. I like the idea of seeing your furry fam and making it feel, you know, you feel a little better seeing them, but... Yeah,
I guess, on the coffee table? I have, what do we have? We have a cat and a dog in a box, but they're very tastefully done. They're like little wooden boxes.
Yeah.
They're, you know, very ornate. They look like they were hand chiseled.
Where are they laying?
They're in a drawer.
Yeah. Oh, you're really honoring them.
So Knick Knack usually keeps them out and they're like displayed and everything. And for me, it makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'm not a huge pet guy. I mean, I love my little Goldie Fawn right now. She's a great little dog, but I don't feel the need to display them.
Yeah.
And even if we did, I don't want them on the coffee table.
No, I mean, that's front and center. Like, you're going to have to talk about that. That's a conversation.
It's very sad.
It's a conversation. You know? It's a sad conversation.
It is.
But then you guess you could share happy memories, maybe? I don't know. It's probably something you would not want to have in your house, especially if you have, like, toddlers.
Oh, no.
Farting around,
oh,
you know, and you
gosh.
Have those on the table.
You're going to spill it.
And you're going to spill them. They're going to, those kids get into everything. So what are we telling Anna?
Maybe just a different spot.
A little
even
higher?
Even if we put them on the mantle. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mantle's
just like
fine.
Not necessarily
probably a little higher.
On the coffee table.
I think so. Yeah. All right, Anna, move the ashes. Move them. And then Katie said something funny yesterday about dogs. So is this your dog or dog sitting?
Yeah, so I actually help out with my friend's dogs, and she just acquired 2 more Shih Tzus. So she has a deaf boxer and 2 Shih Tzus, and she just recently acquired these dogs, and they don't really listen that well, right? They're very stubborn. The deaf boxer one doesn't listen at all. The deaf boxer is the one that listens the most, ironically. Oh. Pays attention to sign language.
How can you tell a dog is deaf? Like, are you just yelling at it? Because, like, Some animals don't listen well at all. You kind of figure it out, right?
You kind of figure it out as time goes. He was just a little puppy, and they dropped some keys, and he didn't turn around.
Yeah, I was going to say, the doorbell rings, and the dog doesn't even react.
There are situations that happen that they figured it out. But these 2 little Shih Tzus, like, they go out into the yard, and then they just bark and bark and bark, and you tell them to be quiet, and they don't listen. So finally, I was like, hey, cállate la boca, güey. And they stopped.
What does that mean?
It means quiet your mouth. Yeah, and they
did you say a bad word right now?
No.
Okay.
No,
I was like, oh boy.
There's some slang in there, but it's not a bad word. But
say it again.
Callate la boca, which is.
Callate la boca,
right? Yeah, exactly. Like, shut up. Like, quiet your mouth. Like, there's different variations of it. But then, so that was just like the initial. Like,
they're like, who?
I think these dogs speak Spanish. So now I'm addressing them in Spanish as well. Like, their names are Red and Pretty Boy. So it's Señor Rojo and Bonito Mijo, right?
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they also call them Charlie and George. And
I want to be Señor Rojo.
Yeah, Señor Carlos and Jorge. Like, so I'm going, hey, Carlos, hey, Jorge, ¿cómo está? Muy bien. I do, you know? So, yeah, like,
they
I'm
actually
speaking,
talk back to you.
They, I'm speaking to the dogs in Spanish, and they love me. Like, I'll come over and
that's
I'll be
hilarious.
Like, oh, I wait, Carlos, Jorge, muy bien.
That is hilarious. And they actually respond.
And some of the stuff, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, you know, Sublime's Caress Me Down. I know that whole song
is
very naughty. I have no idea what any of the words are, but I'll just sing it to them and they love it.
And they love,
they love it.
So that's hilarious to think about because obviously they're a rescue. Did you say they're a rescue dogs?
So okay. It's just like, you don't know their background.
You don't know.
Right?
You're getting these dogs and you're like, they're not listening. I don't know what to do. And then you start speaking in Chinese or something to them, Japanese.
It was funny though. I accidentally taught the two little girls that lived there a bad word because I didn't know what I was saying was a bad word. My uncle taught it to me back in the day. I just figured it was fine. Apparently not. So yeah, an 8-year-old and 11-year-old were
cursing
screaming Spanish curse words in their neighborhood. And finally I was like, okay, maybe we don't say that word.
You just gotta
maybe
play,
not that one.
You gotta play Despacito for those two little dogs.
Those
they'll
two
go nuts.
Dogs.
They love Ricky Martin.
Yes.
Menudo.
Enrique.
Oh, yeah. We should dig up some Enrique for us.
We have it in there. We
do
have
we?
It tonight.
We, well,
we'll play tonight.
We might have to dig
one.
That
that's
up.
That's a good one. I like it.
That's damn funny, Katie. That's really funny.
Well,
and brilliant. And brilliant on your part to be like, man, maybe these dogs don't speak English.
Exactly. If your dogs aren't responding, maybe try another language.
Oh, my
God.
A little Mandarin in there, something like that.
A little German? Why not?
Why not?